Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I don't know at what age I actually start. I'm sure they vary for each of us. But at some point in our lives, we begin to have dreams. Dreams about our life, who we're going to be, what we're going to accomplish, where we're going to go. We have them, and they're very exciting because they're things that we're really excited about doing in our lives. I remember one of my most powerful dreams when I was a kid. It was during junior high, and the people started asking us what we wanted to do when we grew up. And I loved everything to do with planes. I thought they were great, they were wonderful. And I thought, if I were a pilot, I could travel around the world, I could fly like a bird, it would just be majestic, it'd be wonderful. And that was my goal, I wanted to be a pilot. Well, about a year or two later, I went to the eye doctor, and my eye doctor said that I needed glasses to see far away. I was nearsighted. And I knew that if I wanted to be a pilot, I had to have 20/20 vision back then. So my dreams of becoming a pilot were put to an end. I remember being sad about it for a little while, but thankfully I was a kid, I was resilient, and I went on to other things that I wanted to be. Other dreams filled that one. And I didn't let that dream coming to an end cause me to come to an end. And I know that may sound funny, because how could I let a dream that I have that didn't work out be devastating? It was just a kid's dream. But do we do anything different? Don't we too have dreams, perhaps about finding someone we're going to marry and spending our lives with, perhaps going to a certain school and doing well, perhaps getting into a career ourselves and exceeding and doing exceptionally well at it, perhaps being healthy and fit and realize that we have a disease or something that slows us down, perhaps wanting to play sports in college or even professionally, and that dream is dashed as some injury or something comes along and puts an end to it. Dreams are beautiful, they're wonderful, but they can cause us suffering if we cling too tightly to them. If they become an attachment is something which we say, unless this happens, I'm not going to be happy, then they're going to cause us suffering. So that's what I want to talk about in this podcast, how we can have dreams but not suffer from them. And there's really two things about dreams that we have to be careful. One is, what happens if they don't come true? But equally, what happens if they do? Either way, they can cause us suffering. Well, why do dreams cause us to suffer when they don't come true? Again, it goes back to that attachment concept. When we're attached to something, saying, if this happens, I'm going to be happy, then obviously if it doesn't happen, we get the reverse of that, which is unhappiness. So when we hang on to something really tightly, like I want to get married and never get divorced, and then we go through a divorce, or I want to be a certain professional, like a lawyer, but then I can't get into law school, these attachments, which we have, to fulfilling these goals that don't come true, cause us to suffer, because we're disappointed, we're upset that life didn't go the way that we dreamt it would. I don't know if this ever has happened to you, but I can tell you, it's happened to most people. Most of us have lots of dreams that, unfortunately or fortunately, just don't come true. We dream for things, we want things to happen, and they don't happen. We suffer, not because they don't come true. We suffer because we don't let go of the dreams. Then we suffer. I mean, I really can't tell you the number of countless people I've worked with over the years. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a clinical psychologist working in private practice. But over the years, who have had dreams that didn't come true, and now they've been suffering for days, weeks, months, years, sometimes decades, because of these dreams that didn't come true. And it isn't the problem that they had the dream. The problem is that they had too much holdings on those dreams. They said, if my life doesn't get fulfilled in this way, like I get a certain number of children, or I get into this certain college, or whatever it may be, then they kind of go into this deep depression, often or sometimes turning to addictions or other things to numb themselves because there's just so much pain about that dream not coming true. But the suffering isn't because the dream didn't come true. The suffering comes from their attachment to the dream. When we attach to dreams, we suffer. I mean, this may seem silly, but imagine as a kid if I said, wow, I can't be a pilot. My life is over. I'm just going to sit and stare at the wall and be depressed the rest of my life. I know that sounds silly, but do you know how many people actually do that? Because something that they were hoping for didn't come true, they suffer for the rest of their lives, and it had nothing to do with what happened. It has to do with what they decided needed to come true in order for them to feel fulfilled and happy. That's where the suffering comes from, not from the event, but from their hanging on to, their attachment to a certain outcome. Life is just way too complex for us to hang on to certain outcomes. I mean, goals are wonderful. Have as many goals as we like. But life just doesn't always fulfill our goals. Some of them they do. And if we work towards things, we have a lot better chance of them coming true. But we can work really hard at things and everything falls apart. I mean, we all know people, perhaps ourselves, that have had goals that we worked so hard for. And guess what? It just didn't come true. And we don't have to suffer. We can just say, well, I did my best. Now I'm going to focus on other things. And that's the key. The key is not to not have goals, not to not have dreams. But when those dreams don't come true, even after we've worked really hard at them, we just say, I wonder what life's going to present to me now. What new dreams am I going to have? And mostly, I'm going to live life well. Because this is part two of how dreams can be dangerous, is when they come true, often, I would say probably most of the time, what happens is we aren't really fulfilled. They didn't work the way we thought they would. I mean, it was nice accomplishing them, but what happens is we think by that accomplishment, we're going to just be happy forever and ever. And you know, all we have to do is read magazines like People Magazine that talk about the most successful people on the planet and realize that when we reach our really big goals, everything just doesn't go well. We can still be miserable and unhappy no matter how big our goals are and how well they turn out. Nothing in regards to goals ultimately makes us happy. On the journey of life is great, but reaching goals is nice, but it will not maintain happiness. Because what happens is, happiness when it is put on a thing, like people's approval or like reaching a goal, is fleeting. It's giving someone else power to you, like this goal or what people think of us. Well, if I become a doctor, everyone's going to think highly of me. That's not true. If I become a lawyer, everyone's going to think I'm great. That's not true. If I have kids, it's all going to go well and be great. Not always. Things don't turn out the way we expect. And because of that, again, it isn't wrong to have goals, but goals just won't make us happy in and of themselves. Dreams, when they come true, are mixed. Sometimes they work out well and they're nice, but they're not lasting. No dream that is fulfilling just makes us put a smile on our face for the rest of our lives. That's work. That's what this podcast is all about. Not being happy by reaching a certain goal and just staring at a wall and being happy for the rest of our lives because we reached a certain goal, but more so, keep finding things along the way that give joy and peace to our life and being as little attached to anything as possible. That's really the key of happiness, is non-attachment. Having goals, yes, but really being not attached to the outcome. If they come true, great. If they don't come true, then we'll do something else. The universe, God, has some other plan, and we follow that plan. It's really like a kid with their curiosity. They're excited for one thing, and then they find out something else happens, and then they're excited for that. So we have a more childlike approach to living. We work towards things which children can't do very well. But when those things don't work out, then we look elsewhere for something else to be interested in. And I think that's why it's also important when we have dreams, that the dreams in and of themselves give us pleasure. I mean, if we dream of someday becoming like a multimillionaire and we sell our soul metaphorically, like working really hard, 100-hour work weeks, just to make money at a job that we hate, then we're going to spend our life being miserable because when we get there, we're not going to be happy. And along the way, we will have wasted days, weeks, months, perhaps years getting to our goal, and then we get there and it doesn't work. So that's why it's very critical in the process of having dreams to have dreams that we enjoy, that we're excited about, that even if they don't work out, life is great. We enjoy getting there. I mean, for example, If you want to go to university, study things that you're interested in. Don't study things just to make an end in and of itself. If you hate medicine but want to become a doctor, then why do medicine? Find something else that you're passionate about. I think it's important in life to really do that, what we're passionate about, that we love. So if nothing works out, if not one dream works out, we had a beautiful journey living life. Life can be such a beautiful journey, but we have to live it well, and we have to be careful of our dreams. Our dreams can be good. They can give us guidance, but whether they get fulfilled or not doesn't matter. Living well does. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you're enjoying these podcasts and would like to leave a review somewhere, visit the website and you'll see a Yelp and a Google Plus, a G Plus on the left-hand column. Just click on them and you can leave a review. Until next time, accept what is, love what is. Thank you.